From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The number of U.S. households in some stage of foreclosure took another bump up in July. The group Realty Track, which maintains an extensive database of foreclosure activity nationwide, says foreclosure filings last month were up 7% from the previous month, 32% from the same period a year ago. Rick Sharga, Senior Vice President, Realty Track.
For the month of July, across the country, one out of every 355 households received a foreclosure notice. That's the highest level we've ever tracked for an individual month.
Just four states, California, Florida, Arizona, and Nevada, were responsible for 57% of all new foreclosure filings last month. Realty Track says many of the new foreclosures are occurring in states where job losses are continuing to mount. U.S. Marines fighting to gain control of a strategic Taliban-held town in southern Afghanistan got some key reinforcement today in the form of aircraft and missile strikes. Marines, along with Afghan troops, have been exchanging heavy gunfire with insurgents as they move into Dahana, Afghanistan. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is embedded with the Marines and describes where the operation stands now.
The Afghan National Army did go out with the Marines today on these patrols. This is the first time they worked together, and they were doing searches of the compounds here. They basically got through most of the town with the exception of the bazaar, which is very crucial because apparently there is Taliban activity in that bazaar, and so they're still trying to decide how they're going to handle that. But with any luck, what they're saying tomorrow is that they plan to open this combat outpost and actually move the ANA forces there.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, U.S. forces have been seeking to secure the town ahead of next week's scheduled presidential election in Afghanistan. Guitarist Les Paul has died. The 94-year-old musician died of complications from pneumonia at White Plains Hospital in New York. The guitarist was also a pioneer of the electric guitar and other recording studio technologies. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
As early as 1929, Les Paul was already working on trying to make his acoustic guitar louder. And once crooner Bing Crosby gave him a tape recorder, he eventually devised technology to create a forerunner of a multi-track recording device. In the 1950s, Paul and his wife, vocalist Mary Ford, sold millions of records while hosting a television show from their home. But Paul's greatest influence was as a guitarist. His playing and his early work on developing the solid-body electric guitar made him a hero to a legion of rockers such as Eric Clapton and Eddie Van Halen. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
A public wake is being held today for Eunice Kennedy Shriver at Cape Cod Church. The body of the sister of John F. Kennedy and Senator Edward Kennedy arrived in a hearse just after noon. Shriver died earlier this week at the age of 88. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 36 points. This is NPR. Giant ExxonMobil has agreed to pay roughly $7,000 each for dozens of migratory birds killed at a number of its company properties. ExxonMobil pleaded guilty to charges it's responsible for causing the deaths of about 85 protected birds, majority of which died after exposure to the company's natural gas well reserve pits and wastewater storage facilities. The birds died in Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. In addition to paying a fine of over $600,000, the company also agreed to make changes to prevent similar bird deaths in the future. A U.S.-based human rights group says Israeli troops shot and killed Palestinian civilians who were flying white flags during the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Linda Gradstein reports.
In a report issued in Jerusalem today, Human Rights Watch called on Israel to investigate seven incidents that killed 11 unarmed civilians in Gaza during fighting last winter. The report said that in all of these cases, the civilians were waving white flags and there were no armed Palestinian fighters in the area. In a statement, the Israeli army said the report is based on the testimony of a number of Palestinians whose credibility has not been substantiated. The army also said that merely displaying a white flag does not automatically grant immunity. The number of civilians killed during the fighting in Gaza continues to be in dispute. Palestinians say at least 900 civilians were killed, while Israel puts the number at just 300 along with 900 fighters. The Human Rights Report is the latest to accuse Israel of possible war crimes in Gaza. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Crude oil futures rose 36 cents a barrel to close at $70.52 a barrel in New York today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.